Andrew a hand as he comes up for session two of what he's doing.
Turn to the person next to you and say, "You look incredible." Whoa. And give the worship team another hand. They get here early. They come on Wednesday nights. They rehearse it up. Good to have you here. You're the ones that are pushing through. I had a few texts this morning from some of our key people taken down with the flu. So bit of it going around, isn't there? So who believes in health and well-being? Why don't we just pray for a moment on this, because there is a lot going on. Raise your hands to God. Come on. God, we just believe for health and well-being. God, you give it to us in your word. God, you speak against sickness, and you give us the authority that in the name of Jesus, that God, we can choose to speak your authority over sickness and disease. And God, we speak health and well-being into our bodies in the name of Jesus. It has more authority than any flu, any disease, or any illness. In Jesus' mighty name, everybody said, fantastic. Now, look, I'm going to give you an allowance for 2 minutes. If you've got your phone on you, I want you to go to our website, which is www, if you have to still do that, baycitychurch.com. Only once. Oh. Could someone remove that person? For good? I mean, hey, so if you've got a smartphone, who has a smartphone? My phone's not that smart. I can barely hear it at the moment. It's having all sorts of trouble with it. There's our new website, and where's Peter Snow? Somewhere here. The genius. So have a look, and you've got stuff there. Point people to the website. Is that good? Map directions, how to get there, all sorts of things. Events are there. And so have a look at it. It's looking pretty sharp, I think. And so we're proud of it. So that's why I'm telling you about it. Armor of God. Started a series last week. Really just wanting, okay, you can turn your phone, smartphone off now. Don't start something. Don't start tapping through to your Facebook or your Instagram or your MySpace. That's showing some age. So what we're going to do now, we're going to get this going. Let me just see if we can get this going. Wow, there it is. We're talking about the armor of God. We started last week, quite a large passage. I'm going to read it very quickly. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10. "Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Stand therefore, having girded up your waist with truth, having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and having shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, with which you will be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, being watchful to this end with all perseverance and supplication for all the saints." Everybody said? So last week we looked at the first part of this. We started to dive into this. I have a heart to see you protected and to see you ready for a fight. And whether you know it or not, we are in a spiritual battle. And last week I shared a couple of things. I got someone called me Buffy the something slayer because of some of the testimonies I shared. I said, "Buffy, I'm Buffett." So, yeah, didn't work, did it? Buffer, whatever. So, there is a spiritual battle, isn't there? We got to understand that. We've got to realize that. And in our Western culture, we can be oblivious to it. We can just bump along thinking, no, it's all good. It's all natural. There's nothing really spiritual. But do you know what? There's a hunger out there for the spiritual. There is. There's a hunger out there. And when you know, it does not take long to take a conversation to the spiritual. If you're around people that don't know God or it's not long before, if they find out, especially when they find out what I do, if I'm a, you know, I say I'm a pastor, when they normally call me a plasterer first, that's the first response, and which is no, I've got nothing against plasterers, they're good people, but I've got to then go, I'm a pastor, and they go, oh, okay, what's that? And then I go all the way down to the word priest, and just for them just to recognize and realize what type of person I am and what my profession is. And then quite instantly, people jump into some spiritual question because people have a hunger for it. So we need to realize that God gives us protection for the spiritual realm that we're surrounded in, we're in. Ephesians 6 says, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. It's taken a while to get this right, to realize the lasting strength that we have in God. The first key to us being protected and being able to push back spiritually is the revelation that is found in this first part of it. Be strong in the Lord. We talked about this last week. Be strong in the Lord. If you want to be strong and you're a believer, it's got to be in the Lord. You can be as buffed up as you can. You can go to the 24-hour gym that's on Princes Highway, and you can spend a good 16 hours locking yourself in and looking like Mr. Atlas. That's showing my age because that's really old. And yeah, okay, leave it alone. And you can do all that, and then the Word of God says there's good profit. It says it profits a little to be good and healthy, but the fact is spiritually, we need to be strong in God. So we've been saved in him, and when we understand that, we know that our strength comes from him. 1 Corinthians 15:57 says, but thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, uh-oh. Come on. It is. Yeah. There we are. We're on a roll now. So I'm quickly going to go through what we talked about last week. The second revelation is found in the second part of the verse. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Mona did a great job on this, talking about, through our giving side, talking about the power of God. It's not your own might. When you're weak, he's strong. And you get to know that as a believer. You get to know that when you're feeling overcome, it's the best possible place for you as a believer to actually realize that you need some help, and that help comes from God. Amen. And I know whatever stage in your life you get to and learning about God, and sometimes, you know, I think God allows us to get in a very weak position so that we'll turn around, face him and say, hey God, I can't do this anymore, I really need your strength. And God goes, oh, about time. You're trying to do this Christian thing without my strength, without my power. Amen? God wants us to live in this place where, and it comes out of relationship, this in him to give us protection and this power, it all comes from him. So we're going to get into part two today. I've gone very quickly just to get us here. Ephesians 6, verse 11, put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. And we're going to get past that, and there. There it is. Come on. Looking good. Who does it look like? Doesn't look like me. He's too tanned. I'm just pasty white. Ephesians 6:11, that put on the whole armor of God. So we put on the armor that God supplies, correct? This is the armor that God gives us, and there's a meaning behind every part that God gives us in this armor. And it says, and it goes on this verse, it says, put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Another word for the wiles is the trickery, the craftiness, the deceitful plotting. That's the way the enemy works. He's not gonna come through the front door. He's going to come through the back door. Are you with me? He's sneaky. He likes to use a little bit of word truth and take it into a different direction and spin it. He's a spin doctor. He knows how to trick you. He knows how to deceive you into thinking that you can get strength from yourself. And there's a whole bunch of people. I saw an interview with one of my favorite actors, Morgan Freeman. I love the guy. You know, he's played one of my favorite movies is The Shawshank Redemption. Who likes that? Isn't that just the best movie? You know, I heard some stats on that. At the box office, it flopped when it was released. As a DVD, it's one of the most watched DVDs of all time, Shawshank Redemption. It's when the name apparently just didn't do anything for the movie, and then everyone watched it, and then the word spread, watch this movie. Anyone not seen that movie? You need to get a life. Good. Go out there and book this movie. Lock yourself in. You're going to enjoy it. No, it's great. It's a fantastic. You're probably not a movie watcher. You're probably just a very busy person and you live a very good life. Don't watch movies, but highly recommend it. But, you know, I'm getting on to the point. Off the point, sorry. In this interview, though, I talked to Morgan Freeman. They said he's played God at least two times. Two times? At least. And at the end of this interview I was watching, gets to the very end and he's just got this authority about him and he's got a togetherness about him. And then they asked him about, do you believe in God? And he said, yes. And I thought, cool. And then he says, I am God. And I went, huh? What? You just got, bah. Next question. I thought, are you kidding me? And it's not just because he played God, as philosophy is, that he thinks we're all God. Can I just tell you, you're not? I can tell you, you're not. I prayed to God and it wasn't to you. God's given me answers and he saved me and you know what? You weren't a part of it. Just in case you're thinking you are God. You might think you're God's gift to women. But that's a gift, not a God, right? So, we're talking here about understanding that the enemy can trick us. He can do all sorts of things with our minds. So the armor of God is given to us by him because we are in him. We have it because we are in him. We have it because it came on you when you became a Christian, which is Christ in me. I'm just going to give you like a Transformers look. When you became saved, it went dang, 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 dang. And you're standing there all armored up. Whether you know it or not, spiritually, it's what happened. It's like pushing a button and then the helmet came on, the belt came on, the breastplate of righteousness, feet, and you just went, whoa. Feel good? Did you get that mental picture? Is that just a boy thing? I don't know. I love the Transformers. But realistically, that's what God says. He says that I've given you this to live this life, to push through on this life and see this life be something victorious. We have it because we're in him. And fortunately, though, we can convince ourselves that we need some other reason or thing to feel his protection and his might. You can have it all loaded onto yourself. You can have it because it's there when you get saved, but you can live without understanding that you have it. Are you with me? You can live with this stuff not activated. You can live with it not as a revelation over your life and over every area of your life, and you can live exposed because we are actually determined on what, our life is determined on what we believe. Are you with me? That's how the kingdom of God works. You've got all sorts of abilities to fight back the enemy, but if you just don't get a hold of the word and know how to use the word, and then you're going to get tricked, right? So God does, he gives us it all, but it's something we've got to activate. Because it says here in Ephesians 6:11, put on the whole armor of God. Amen? So the inference there is that you kind of wake up in the morning and you put it on. Metaphorically speaking, don't go out and purchase some really daggy looking armor and go wandering around and say you're from Bay City. That would just be weird. Ephesians 6:12 says, for we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. The wrestle we have is on the attack if we understand the power of his might that comes from him. We're wrestling forward. Are you? You're understanding. The weapons we have come from the power of his might, not ours. We're going to look at that later. We're going to go through the weapons that God has given us. Verse 13 says, therefore, take up the whole armor of God that you may be able to withstand. Take up the whole armor of God that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. That's not the one. There it is. See, God wants us to withstand. There's two things in this part here. The first one talks about taking on the whole armor of God that we'll be able to withstand in the evil day. God's armor makes sure that if in an evil day we've got the strength and the power to stand. Are you with me? And can I just clarify something here? God doesn't necessarily protect us from evil days. Are you with me? God just gives us the protection in the evil day. Are you with me? It's like God's calling us, giving us armor because he calls us his army. He calls us his soldiers. It's like picking a soldier, bringing him up here and saying, I'm going to train you. I'm going to give you all this armor. But you're not going to have any fighting. You're not going to come up against any opposition. You're not going to have any enemies. You're not going to have to use your weapons. It's all going to be good. This Christian life is going to be this bump through life where it's all going to be all favor and it's going to be nothing. There's going to be no opposition because you're a soldier, right? Why would God call us a soldier if there wasn't a fight? Why would God give us army if there wasn't opposition? And I think sometimes Christians have got to realize you can be as good as you want to be in God and you can be what have you, but the fact is there are evil days. And sometimes the better you get, the more evil wants to come against you. Are you with me? Sometimes you target yourself, sometimes because you get no one. I mean, look at the apostles, look at the disciples. You can't tell me that everything was just, there wasn't opposition over their lives. So instead of just crawling into a hole and just saying, God, I can't do this anymore. This is ridiculous. It's so hard being a Christian. And I thought that you were just going to go before me and bless me in every way and I wouldn't have any fights and struggles or any tough times or any things coming into my family, coming into my health. I just thought it was you just going to protect me and it's not fair. And instead of crying and whinging and complaining, God just says, get a hold of my armor and my weapons. He says, I've made you to fight and I've made you to take ground. I haven't made you to be this little person in the corner wanting to put their head in the sand and realize that there's nothing going down. Are you with me? Can I read you Philippians chapter 1, verse 27? There it is. Listen to this. Only let your conduct be worthy of the gospel of Christ, so that whether I come and see you or am absent, I may hear of your affairs, that you stand fast in one spirit, with one mind, striving together for the faith of the gospel, not in any way terrified by your adversaries, which is to them a proof of perdition, but to you of salvation, and that from God, for to you it has been granted on behalf of Christ not only to believe in him, but also to suffer for his sake, having the same conflict which you saw in me and now here is in me. Is that all right? Is that a wake-up call? Going to get some conflict. There is going to be some suffering. I'm sorry. Yeah. You know, there is. Who here in their Christian life, who here as a believer has had suffering since you've been a Christian? Raise your hand. Okay, have a look around. Who's had conflict? Raise your hand. All right. So let's not deny that we have it. Let's not deny that it's there. Let's just learn about how God enables us to be victorious. Amen? Come on, you got to give the Lord a hand. Give the Lord a hand. Because I'm not trying to dampen it down. I'm just trying to tell you I've lived as a Christian for a while and I have had conflicts and I have had times that are tough and I've had, emotional, physical, you name it, spiritual, financial. I can think of it on every aspect, but guess what? I'm still standing. Yeah. Amen? And I think you get to a place where some of you just didn't get that. Oh, I'm still standing. Yeah, okay. Some crowd over here did, but the fact is, and the more you push through in this Christian life, the more that you just realize you need everything he's got for you. And you know what? I find myself grabbing for my helmet of salvation in the morning. Where's that helmet gone? I'm going to talk about that. Where's that belt of truth? My goodness, I need that. Where's that breastplate? Honey, do you know where my breastplate is? It's in the wash. Are you with me? The fact is, the more you can either push back and just be overwhelmed and find yourself on the floor and this Christian life, it just sucks. Or you can just say, man, okay, I'm not doing this right. What am I doing wrong? Oh, man, I need to be in him because that's my protection. And I need his power, not my own. I've been doing that. And what's his power? What does his protection look like? Wow, look at all this armor. Look at these weapons. Okay, let's do some training. I want to learn how to use what God's given me to be victorious. Men's breakfast on Saturday, I shared a verse that says, Psalm 23, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I shall fear no evil. Why? Because your rod and your staff comfort me. Shadow of death, what's that valley look like? It's black. You can't see the stars. There's no vision at that time. You're overcome by your tough times. It feels like you're just, God, I can't see anything but darkness. I can't see a way out of this. It's just, there's no sunlight over my life right now. I just feel, and then you just reach out and you find that staff. And you get your comfort and you get your guidance and you just hold on to that staff, a type of Christ. And you just walk through that valley and you pop out the other side into the next verse of Psalm 23. Amen? See, God will just, He'll get you there, but you got to get him and get what he's got to get there. Are you with me? But it's not just a picture of defense. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 13 is a picture of offense. Goes on there and it says that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, having done all to stand. This having done all to stand, it tells us that having done all, having taken the ground in our lives, having got involved in the purpose and the plan for God, that God has for your life, having done all that God has given you to do, God, there's a done all over your life. There's a whole bunch of things that God's got for you. There's some amazing things that just are the desires of your heart that just give you vision and hope for your life. It's not all this, the kingdom of God is not all this armor so that we stand defending against the enemy and just standing in a place where we're just defending our salvation and our Christian stand. It's not. It's when you've done all, when you've done all that God has called you to do. Being able to stand. When you've taken the ground that God's put before you. Expanding the kingdom. And the purpose of God that God has for your life. There's a kingdom of darkness, there's a kingdom of light. And you're called to expand the purposes of the kingdom of light. And you have a purpose and a plan individually for your life. And that's your done all. One day you'll stand before him and you'll stand with his ability and his sword and his armor and everything you've done for your life, and you'll be standing at the end and you'll say, God, I've done all that you've purposed in my life. Amen? The armor of God gives us the ability to withstand. But it gives us the ability to stand. We're standing in the evil day. But when we are advancing our lives in his kingdom, God will give you the ability to stand at the end of every battle victorious. Our ability to be strong in him. His protection. Because of his armor that we put on. The weapons that we use come from his power, not your own power. God wants us to live victoriously. If you're not experiencing it, there's some stuff that you need to get a hold of. And I don't have time to start even on the first one. So we're going to have to leave that to next week. But I tell you, there's so much revelation in these parts of the armor that will just set you up for the next stage of your life. The most you can do right now is just get hungry. Get hungry for what God has for you. Amen? Maybe the keyboard player or the guitarist in this case can come up. Let me give you a sneak peek. Sneak peek? Someone back there? Okay. That's the belt of truth. I love truth. It's amazing. There's so much to it. But I'm not going to jump into it because that's quite a big topic and I just want to take some time and get right into it. Really want to see believers push forward. Amen? You know, I think, if anything, the theme of this first part of the year is probably started with Trent over there, is grow up. Amen? Got to grow up. We've got to grab a hold of all that God's got for us. I know if that's a bit confronting and in your face or what have you. But there are believers in this room that you've been believers for many, many, many years. And it's time to see some real victory in your lives. Amen? And look, I know there are seasons. I know there are seasons where it just feels like you're taking one step forward and three steps backwards. But sometimes, you know what? Sometimes we need to go back to basic training. We need to go back and learn how to wield a sword of the word. You know what I mean? We need to know where the shield of faith fits and how are we going to do that? Because, wow, okay, I've lost the concept and I've lost the, you know, it just doesn't feel like. Sometimes it's not another little revelation message. Sometimes it's going back to the basics and locking yourself in. I get encouraged when I hear people jumping in to do a doctrine course with Chris, because there's a real hunger there. People just to learn some of the basics. And you know what? He should do it again, because I think the majority could go and learn some of that. Amen? On a Monday night for 4 weeks and just get yourself solid. Because I know that God has got an amazing done all for all of you. And for this church. Amen? We've got all sorts of wild things swirling around this church in terms of opportunities right now. There's so many amazing opportunities that we have. There's incredible things happening to youth and young adults and in the community in so many areas. And I just think it's time to strengthen you guys and get to the basics. Amen? Some of you could actually set a timer once a day that goes off and gets you to do some sword practice. Amen? Which is what? Reading the Word of God. Maybe you need to go back to some basics and just hear alarms. At the end of the day, oh man. Man, I didn't do, I need to go, honey, I got to, give me 10 minutes, I got to go do some training in the backyard. Get out your Bible, do some training in the Word. Amen? I know it's a boy metaphor, or just think of yourself as a warrior princess. Get out there. What are you doing, son? I'm just training. Dad, I'm just training in the Word. Doing some ninja training. Amen? We're going to go through some details. So why don't we stand to our feet over the next few weeks? But I would really love it if you would start to maybe just do something. If you're not doing what you know you could do, do something different. Amen? Jesus' name. Maybe the worship team could come up right now.